Dr. Parere Nyatwa said the Health Transition Fund, now known as the Health Development Fund, has gone a long way in reviving the country's health sector.
There are a lot of things that have happened that have made, for an example, the number of mothers around pregnancy come down. What we call maternal mortality rate.
The Health Development Fund is a continuation of the Health Transition Fund, a multi-donor fund which started in 2012 to avert the crisis in the health sector when Zimbabwe had an inclusive government. Members of the European Union are the major donors, with the United Nations Children's Fund and the United Nations Population Fund being implementing partners. Through the fund, the maternity waiting home at Mapisa District Hospital in Matabeleland South Province was among 10 such facilities that were renovated and refurbished in the region out of a total of 119 facilities that received similar assistance across the country. The maternity waiting home accommodates an average of 40 expecting mothers at any given time. Dr. Parere Nyatwa said the provision of maize meal, beans and carpenter fish to the expecting mothers under the United Nations Population Fund's Integrated Support Program also ensures that both mothers and unborn children are properly nourished.
In the past, the pregnant mother who sits in that shelter, the waiting mother's home, used to come and be told, you've come? Then the nurse would say, now this is where you're going to sleep. And then the woman now has to look for food for herself. For those 3 weeks or 4 weeks, in her mind, she'll also be saying, what about my family at home? Are they eating? You know, mothers are like that. They'll say, okay, I'll eat, but what about those who I've left at home? What EU has done is to say, okay, we'll feed them. So now they are being given mealie meal, beans, carpenter, you know, for protein. And that goes a long way.
A new visual inspection with acetic acid and camera, or VIAC center, for the screening and testing of cervical cancer was also recently established at Mapisa, making it the 7th site in the province to have such a facility. With the hospital catering for a population of nearly 100,000 people, Dr. Parere Nyatwa said the establishment of the center would help bring a much-needed service closer to the people. While applauding government for stemming the crisis in the health sector, European Union Ambassador Philip Van Dam said maternal health is one of the most critical indicators in a country's health delivery system, adding that it is important for government and stakeholders to ensure that the mortality rate continues to decrease.
This indicator reveals the overall quality of our health services. So if we can achieve our objectives of more or less halving the maternal deaths of the next 3, 4, 5 years, I think we will all be proud of what has been achieved by the government and accompanied by the different donors.
Chairperson of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Health, Dr. Ruth Labode, agrees that the health fund has gone a long way in reducing Zimbabwe's maternal mortality rate, as some women now have access to health in remote parts of the country. But fellow legislator Tabita Kumalo, who until recently was the vice president of the Inter-Parliamentary Union Advisory Group on HIV/AIDS, said the situation in the country's health delivery system still leaves a lot to be desired.
If Parere Nyatwa believes that hospitals are okay, why then are the ministers, including Mugabe himself, going outside the country to Singapore for treatment?
At the same time, Dr. Parere Nyatwa said government is in consultation with donors as well as doctors and nurses to work out new salary perks for health workers.
Partners together with government have worked out modalities on how these incentives can be given, and these modalities are based on consultations between partners, government, and the employees themselves. So whatever package comes from there, I want to believe as Minister of Health that it is a consultative process that has been agreed upon.
One of the 7 thematic areas of the Health Development Fund is Human Resources for Health, under which training and incentives for health workers are funded. The Ministry of Health has previously been under fire for channeling incentives under the fund only to senior officials in the ministry and not to health workers as expected. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.